According to numbers recently released, American banks will have cut 200,000 jobs this year. That comes on top of 153,000 cut last year.
Whether you work on Wall Street or in one of the European markets, it might be a good time to think about a new profession. One European trader did just that. It was back when the going was good and he was making millions.
But he left to go into a monastery. He now heads a fraternity of monks in Marseille, France. Here to tell us about it, John Lawrenson.
Henry Quinson, leading his brother monks in evening prayer. We're in an apartment, and in the long silences between chants, you can hear the neighbors yelling at each other. 20 years ago, this 40-something Franco-American was a young currency trader. He gave it all up to join a monastery before becoming what he calls, with a grin, an inner-city monk, setting up this fraternity among the high-rise projects of Marseille.
I was a trader with Bank Indosuez, and we were making a lot of money very quickly, and I was doing very well with that bank. So when I was 28, I had Merrill Lynch, an American investment bank, calling me every day, literally every day, and saying, you know, you could get this if you went to work with us in London. And so I had to make up my mind, you know, what was I going to do with my life? And so one day I just, you know, came to my bank as every day and actually resigned.
But Quinson didn't join Merrill Lynch in London. He joined a silent order of Cistercian monks in the French Alps. Instead of currency options, he made cheese. But even then, he had an inkling that the traditional monastic life wasn't for him.
When I was about to leave Paris to join this monastery, I had this vision as I was praying, and I actually saw myself in Marseille. I knew nobody there, had never been there, and I was in Marseille with children, obviously coming from the south part of the Mediterranean, and helping them out for their schoolwork.
Six-year-old Thomas getting some help with his reading. Henry Quinson has turned his vision into a reality. Every day after school, neighborhood kids, some with serious learning difficulties, cram into this apartment-turned-classroom for tutoring on school basics from Quinson and the other monks in his fraternity. It's a far cry from his former life.
When I think about the way I was living when I was a trader, I was living in Paris, in a very famous part of Paris, very expensive apartment, and I had to cross the River Seine, and I went through the Champs-Élysées, and in 4 years, nobody ever said hello. When I go to work here, I always have people saying hello.
Est-ce s'amuser au début des mots le son Z s'écrit tout.
Life is much easier. I mean, I don't have to think about my portfolio of $15 billion. What is it going to do after the weekend?
Well, what did you do with your money? Because you were rich before.
Well, I actually got rid of it. I mean, I gave it to different non-profit organizations.
Giving away your wealth is, in any case, better than losing it when the markets collapse. But for Quinson, who used to make millions on those markets, even the current financial upheaval has its positive spiritual side.
This crisis reminds us that although money is useful, and I really believe that, money is not our master. What's your relationship to money? Is it your goal in life to become richer and richer? Or is your goal in life, you know, to make the planet happy? And do you view human life through the eyes of someone who knows that, you know, one day you will die and you're working also for other generations? And maybe you're working for a better world that is also an eternal world. Maybe what really counts is the love you can put into your human life.
For NPR News, I'm John Lawrenson.
More to come on Day to Day.